Hello, princess. So we're back.
Yo, Avery, so like, are we gonna keep playing eye tag or gonna holla at your boy? You know, you've been serving looks all night, like, come holla at your boy.
Right, so I have to decide if I finna holla at the boy or keep playing eye tag. But this is our shit post podcast, and this is what, episode two or three, one of the two, who knows. But basically, we're just gonna. Huh? Hello, princess. Let me get a cup of that from your fountain of youth. Okay, but this is our shit post. We're just gonna talk about everything and anything. So, like last time. What do we want to start with? Do you have anything, Autumn?
Hello, princess. I don't know, what's something recent we can talk about? Here, I'll let Wyatt introduce himself. The
Well,
The princess is eating.
hello, princess.
Let's see, Avery, what's something that happened recently?
Oh, let me tell you what just happened now.
Yeah, okay.
So basically, on my birth, are you okay? Okay, Wyatt's dying. So basically, on my birthday, this guy added me on Snap. Wyatt is like actually fucking dying in front of me. This guy added me on Snap, and he goes to the same college as Wyatt's sister, who is my best friend from high school, one of them. And I was supposed to go and see her and him, and he caught COVID right before, and we have been kind of off and on, not really texting that much, really, because I leave him undelivered. I do everyone, even Wyatt and Autumn sometimes. But that's besides the point. So I was kind of a little upset about that or whatever. And he snapped me today in a chick's room. He wants me so bad if you have the audacity to snap me in another girl's room. But that's besides the point. I just kind of like let it go. And Sydney, my friend, shout out. Just ran into him at a party and they had a conversation and she just sent me this. I'm so sorry, Sydney, if you ever listen to this, but yeah.
Excuse me, I'm on the pod. But he was like, "Do you know Avery?" And I'm like, "Robertson?" Like, yeah, we went to high school together. She's like one of my best friends. He was like, "Yeah, we like." I was like, "Oh, are y'all like texting?" And he was like, "Yeah, we're like texting." Oh my god, that's so funny. And I was like, "Bye." Like, I had to leave the conversation.
Snapping you every 3 days is not texting. Get that through your tiny ass little brain, boy. What the fuck are you eating? Because that looks actually foul. But I kind of called him out on his. Don't mind them. I kind of called him out on his bullshit. And I said, oh, to the pic of him in a chick's room. And he was like, what? And I said, never mind. Not even worth my time nor my breath. He said, what do you mean? I said, looked like you were in a chick's room. He was only there for alcohol. Go back and get that pussy because you ain't getting this one. All right, I'm done. So, if Wyatt wasn't shoving his mouth full of food right now, I'd give him the mic.
So, I'm eating my mom's leftover Chinese. It's chicken and broccoli and rice, but I added sauce to it.
I don't think I hope that it only got the scrumptious.
Scrumptious?
Is it scrumptious?
I don't want it back.
Autumn Pookie, I know you have a lot to say.
I guess we can start, now that you talked about that whole situation, we can start with our icks. Should we talk about
Oh,
that? Do you want to start, Avery?
You can. You haven't said much.
You can start.
Okay.
Hold on. Let me pull up my list. Some of them are quite direct. but our icks.
Oh.
Give me, oh, here's my icks. Screaming in public. The kissy emoji. Fucks and leaves 10 minutes after. Acts like a dick when he's around his friends. Fucks me, but is interested in someone else. Shout out, Angel. Tries to relate to things, but doesn't actually relate at all. Is actually fucking stupid. Says, huh? After everything I say. Calls me mamas. Let me see him. Ick, don't ever say that to me. Pick me, boy. Also says, there's two. Pop a titty. Show me your coochie. Hell no. Fuck on my phone now. Turning me, oh. This is one that my best friend Maddie's boyfriend told her. He said that he turned a feral cat into a housewife. Ew. Telling me, go shower, you stink. I actually smell amazing, so shut the fuck up. Singing, but they actually suck. Saying I look like Dane, who's my brother. Saying baby girl or good girl. Fits the frat guy stereotype. Is a dick, very cocky, lacks confidence, very insecure, controlling, doesn't have a good relationship with Jesus or their family, is hella racist, mean to their mom, acts hard, or has a flirty girl best friend. And, yeah, I think that covers it all. Oh, there used to be one on there that said, when you're breaking up with them over the phone and their Wi-Fi sucks, so they keep cutting in and out, and instead of sounding like they're crying, it sounds like they're laughing. That's a really bad ick. That happened when, original Buford and Rachel broke up. That shit was funny as hell.
I won't, some of mine were kind of aligned with yours, but I won't name, like, I won't rename them.
Oh, you have a list too.
I do. Talking in a baby voice, like, actually, like, no, not like that, like,
what do you mean?
Like, oh, fuck. No, ew, I can't. No. Like, why would you? No. Mm-mm. That. Mm-mm. No, thank you. let's see. Saying things like you wouldn't understand, or like that's just a guy thing, or shit like that. Gross. Sorry, but that's icky.
Daddy.
Basic ones, homophobic, racist, old-fashioned beliefs, like saying women belong in the kitchen, shit like that. Bad or awkward sense of humor, I do not want to have to fake laugh.
Do I make you fake laugh?
No. Good. Like, haha, like, that's funny.
Asian.
I guess that's it. I guess.
So, Lily. No. Let me see.
I'll say it.
I
got some icky
names
I can list.
So here's my. Usually it's like when, you know, people are invited into my house and they, like, disrespect it. Like, they're sitting there and they have their fucking dogs on my couch sitting next to me. I gave... Ah, that's three! I gave Avery 5 touches with her dogs to me. Yeah, it's been 20 minutes. She's touched me twice. And she has, like, 4 hours to cover with 5 touches. No, I don't... I've never really, like, thought about my ex. They definitely exist.
What? She's definitely chewing on
your pajamas. Whatever. Hold on, let me think for a second.
Like when your age should be picking girl.
Well, yeah, that's a given. Like, like nasty, just nasty. That's not really an ick, though. I'm trying to think like certain things. Oh, this has happened to me before. You ready for this? I've been on FaceTime. I don't even want to say this.
Like, with their titties out? Is that what you're gonna say?
Yeah.
Oh, Oh my god, why are we on like the same?
And she was like, I'm really hot. I want to take. I was like, oh, cool. Another thing that's happened is like, okay, I'm going to bed. It's like, don't go to bed. Don't. I'm like, no, I need. Or like, hey, I'm gonna go work out. Like, see ya. No, don't. I hate that shit, bro. Let me do my fucking shit. And then they start acting horny. But I'm dealing with high school girls. You have to understand that. So mine's way worse. Don't even tell me about it. Okay, let me try to think.
My biggest ick in people in general, not even boyfriends, is dependent people. Once you turn 18, go to college, go to trade, go straight into working, you have to learn how to be independent. And if you are still dependent in fucking college, that's a fucking issue. If you also, like, can't be single, you need a boyfriend at all times, that is just, it's heartbreaking because I've definitely been friends with people like that. And it's like, be your own person, be yourself. You don't need a man or a man or a girlfriend if you're lesbian. I don't know if you into that. So you need to learn how to be independent. If you're still dependent, grow the fuck up.
I completely agree. People that jump from one relation to the next without any breaks, ew. That's just,
I added here. I struggle with lack of confidence. Like, I don't know. People that, I'm trying to think of an example without just straight up calling people out. I just need you to, if I can't convince you for us to take a picture together, fuck off. And also, if you cannot hold a conversation, like, I'm a charismatic person, I'll talk to anyone. And if you can't, like, roll with me, like, if I'm talking to people in public and you're just sitting there, like, hiding behind me, I can't do that, bro. Like, I need you to be able to actually have a conversation. And then, this is not an ick, it's just more like my biggest pet peeve ever. When people play shit in public on their phones, like, at full fucking oh my god!
Even by accident, or just, like...
No, 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 no. Like, Karen, Aunt Jemima's over there fucking scrolling on her phone, full blast her Facebook reel, and my mother does it too a lot. Like, I'll wake up to, what's that one song?
Oh my
god,
oh no.
No, that's, don't even, shut up, stop. No, I don't know. I don't really have that many, like, eggs.
If you're over the age of fucking 12 and you can't order your own damn food, if your mommy is still ordering for you, we have an issue. Like, what? Order your own food. And, like, back to what Wyatt said, if you... I understand, like, people have social anxiety, and I'm not trying to, like, harass people that have that because I know it's an issue with some people. But if you can't, like, talk to people... Or at least just say, like, hello, how are you? Like, you're weird. I'm sorry, you're weird. Unless you have, like, an actual issue, you're fucking weird. That's my hot take.
Is that it for icks right now?
Yeah.
Okay. To kind of go along with the ick topic, I have... What nicknames do you like and dislike to be called by, like, a significant other, not just by anyone?
I'm gonna have to restate the question.
I will. What's up? Okay. Oh. Avery's currently abusing Wyatt with a giant monkey. I
do you remember that Wyatt? Oh my god.
All right, what's the question?
What nicknames or, I guess, pet names do you hate to be called by a significant other?
Oh my god!
Wait.
Dislike and like.
Don't call me YY! The amount of... Oh my...
Who has called you that?
So many. So many have.
Someone I know has called you that.
Like...
I think it was Brayden. I think that was just a joke.
That's probably... Yeah. I cannot fucking... It's like, oh, I want a cute nickname for you. What if I call you YY? Kill yourself. Actually kill yourself. So we were about to talk about mental health. Yeah. No, perfect. But like...
Perfect.
Okay, so I've had a lot of nicknames in my life. Let me just run through. When I was little, it was Dub, because my name's YW, like Dub. Wywee, that was a classic. I still get called that.
What's your sister call you?
Wywee, sometimes.
No, what's the one on her phone? I like that one.
Oh, Mr. Chunks?
I think it's Betty Spaghetti.
Bet Spaghetti. And then Sydney's also called, they call me Lil Brown Brown. They call me, no, like Dub, like I've been called Schlomer, of course, Shlomi. For a while, it was Shlong Dong for a while, but
your
like,
is the best one, homie Shlomi.
Yeah, like I, all those are cool now. You know what they call me, the chef.
Why?
If it's like if someone came, like Tucker used to call me that sometimes.
Okay, but like if you're in a relationship, how would you feel if your significant other called you like pretty boy?
Oh, that's fine. Oh, I love, that's cool. I eat that up.
Babe.
No, I fuck. Oh, you guys are talking about like that. No, babe, I can't do.
Okay, babe, no.
No, can't do babe.
There's honey. There's
honey's cool.
I like calling people hon.
Yeah, me too.
I have mommin.
Mommin?
Mommy, mama.
I don't do that. That's weird.
Papa,
papa, daddy.
Daddy.
Ooh, daddy. Ooh.
No, stop.
Okay, I'll start with my dislikes. Unless you are a close friend or my mother, do not fucking call me Baby Kitty or Avery Kitty. You've not earned that right. Thanks. Okay. But more towards like the significant others, do not call me Baby Girl, Good Girl. What's some other ones? I really feel like that's all. Maybe y'all think others. I genuinely do like... I am a princess, so you can call me a princess. I don't care. My likes, I do like darling, darlin, not darling, darlin. Hun, don't call me honey. I'm not a food. I don't like honey, I like hun. It seems more like formal. Like H-U-N? Yeah, that's what I like. No, that's fine. That's fine. Fine. Babes, fine. Baby, fine. Just don't overdo it. Do not fucking call me mamas or mommy. I'm not your fucking mom. Did you come out my vagina? No. Sweetheart's another no. I just thought of that. But I, pretty girl, fine. I don't care.
I feel like you just said you didn't like any of them. Which ones do you like?
No, I...
What's your favorite?
I don't know. Hun or darling. I said... No, I said my dislikes and then... I was like, my only dislikes were baby girl, good girl. And mama and mommies. Yeah, I've been called mommies. And sweetheart. But I said that like I like being called darling, hun, pretty girl. I also really like when people call me Aves. Like, if your name's fucking Ava, your nickname's not Aves. Like, shut the fuck up. Okay.
I agree with the mommy, mama, ma. Ma's not. No, thank you.
You know who says that all the time?
I don't. I don't like princess or queen, but princess is fine.
W and A, it's okay.
Princess, no, like queen. My favorite is like love or my love.
Oh, I
love
like that.
Honey is okay. Hun and honey's okay. I just feel like it's for like older.
That's fair.
Like, it doesn't feel...
Are you cool with these diapers, honey?
Hey, darling. Did you get the groceries? You get some milk from Walmart? You cough into the mic.
Should I dog cough?
Yeah. Who just reenacted Piper?
Well, who's Piper? Bruh.
Give the mic back to Autumn.
She wasn't
done. Oh my god. No, I
was done. That's
fine. Okay.
Hater.
Sorry.
Get the toes!
I touched the mic.
Hey, Princess.
Hey, Princess, you want to come on my podcast? Do you have a question?
No.
I have one.
Okay. I wasn't prepared for this.
What is your favorite cuss word? Your top three. Top three favorite cuss words.
I'll go last.
Question.
I can't say my favorite.
Oh. That's a good question. Are we saying, like, do we have to be very specific? I feel like you can't go wrong with fuck, bitch, shit.
Yeah.
Like, but also, like shit ass. Or, like, you know, like, the combos? The combos?
Yeah.
What's my favorite? Shit. I don't even know. Fuck ass. It's pretty good. I don't know. It's probably shit. It's probably shit, fuck, bitch. Or,
I think it's fuck ass bitch.
Yeah. I don't know.
My favorite's definitely cunt. Sorry. So sorry, but that's my favorite. Because, like, everything's just cunty. And I like it. I love that. I don't know. I feel like there's a really good combo that I'm not thinking of. Jackass.
So, one of my favorites is the same as Autumn, but I have to give three different ones in case my mom ever listens to this. I specifically really like motherfucker, the way it just rolls off my tongue. Yeah, motherfucker. Yeah. I also really like cock and pussy. Like, you can never go wrong with, like, a pussy bitch, pussy boy, piss boy. Oh, that piss is not a bad word, but, like, piss boy is my favorite. But yeah, I feel like you just can't, like, cock, dick, same thing. Dickhead. Ding, 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 ding. All right, who wants the mic? Or do we want to talk about the VMAs? Or do you have another topic?
Avery has dogs by her face right now. Okay, next, what is red flags you have in yourself, and then, like, your red flags that you went like in other people?
Can you go first?
I can go. For myself. Oh, I only have listed for myself. I don't.
Okay, I don't know. You should name, so we're not just negative. You should do a.
We should name a red flag for ourselves, but also a green flag for ourselves. And then a red flag you. I'm sorry. Red flag that you, like, don't like in others, and a green flag you like in others. So, like, you can do. I can go first. I think my biggest red flag is, I don't even know. I want to say that I overanalyze everything, and that it ends up doing me more harm than it does good. But I could also think that sometimes I can get, what is the word? It's like self, it's not conceited, is it? What's conceited mean? Yeah, that's the word. Sometimes I can get very self-conceited, and I'm just only, like, care about myself, and, like, sometimes don't put others. But I think my green flag for me is I am a very loving person, and I care a lot about people, and I have a really big heart. But that's also my red flag. Like, I care too much. Okay.
Mine was actually going to be the same. My red flag is that I'm an extensive people pleaser.
Yeah.
But that could also be a green flag because of how much that I care about other people. But I think that I take it too far sometimes.
Dude, I don't. I was listening. I wasn't even thinking. That is that.
I feel like you're,
that's
like,
fair.
You try so hard to please
people. I don't think I'd.
Not please people.
I don't think please people. I think I want everyone to be happy all the time.
Yeah.
And so.
I think you put others before yourself sometimes.
I that's the goal usually, yeah. To put others before. But I feel like, yeah, sometimes I get so, like, not interested, but, like, maybe obsessed with, like, the idea that everyone needs to be happy when they're around me, that I don't know if it's a bigger problem that sometimes it makes me stressed out, or if I do too much and then, you know, people, I don't know. I feel like I've gotten better at that, though. I don't know. I don't know what my, like, red flag would be. Well, that's good. I also would say that I love, it's kind of like AB, like I have a big heart and I love really hard, which has been okay for me so far. My nose is stuffy. But if someone, like, I have yet to get my, like, heart broken, but when that happens, it'll probably suck because I love, like, so hard. I don't know if that makes sense, whatever. Buford.
Buford is my pet monkey.
Monkey.
I take him everywhere with me, and he sleeps with me every night. And Autumn also has Bugs, which is her pet rabbit. They scissor on the low. And they make out a lot, but it's kind of weird. So what do you have something? What do you have? The only thing else that I have is the VMAs, because that is something I genuinely want to talk about.
I have something that would also
flow. Yeah, you got it.
Okay, so I know there's a girl that I used to go to school with, and
she was out, right in the cage, on the leash.
You guys know Brianna, the one who's dating Zach Bryan? Yes.
Yeah.
So this girl that I went to school with, you don't know who that is? She met her and had a really bad interaction with her. And, like, yeah. And so I was going to ask if there's any influencers or celebrities you guys think that when you meet them, it would be a bad interaction. Shit. Yeah. Like, they're really positive.
Good and a bad?
Yeah.
I think there's a certain, like, when I think celebrities, I just straight go to musicians. Like, I think, like, Tyler, J. Cole.
I think Tyler would be the best.
Oh, yeah. I think Cole would. Kendrick, and then, like, Anderson .Paak also. I feel like I could go get drinks with Anderson .Paak legally in 3 years. But, like, Cole, I think I could sit and have a conversation for hours about. I think people that'd be pieces of shit would be Kanye, probably kill me. I'm trying to think of, like, someone that I low-key respect that I feel like would be bad. And someone that you guys wouldn't know. I feel like there's a certain crowd that would just be fucking dick. Like, Drake, I feel like, would be a piece of shit to you.
I feel like he'd be a piece of
certified pedophile.
To girls, he isn't.
Well, to girls, have you ever seen the video of Drake? And he's like, hi, mommy. He did it in the restaurant. Mm-hmm. He's like, hey, beautiful girls. Hey, mom. Mm-hmm. To this, like, 50-year-old woman. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think, but, like, hold on. Come back to me. I'll think of, like, an actor. Or, like,
are we doing, like, anyone?
Just any celebrity or influencer?
Okay, well, I have two. I think the worst would be, and this is just off of, like, what I've heard, I think Ariana Grande would be one bad one, which sucks because I really genuinely think she is probably one of the sweetest souls, and she's had a lot happen to her, but I've heard stories about how she was really rude. For actor or, like, just, like, influencer celebrity, I think Emma Chamberlain would also be a really bad one. Yeah, and that's just my take on it. But she also has a lot of social anxiety, so I could see where she's trying probably not to be rude, but it just comes out. Someone I think that would be good, kind of like my celebrity influencer one, I feel like, oh my gosh, Samantha Joe. She's just a little bundle of energy. I love her. And she's pregnant. She is, like, 3 months pregnant, maybe four now, I don't even know. But my music artist, I think the best one to me would be either Childish Gambino. I think he'd be super sweet. But if I could meet Frank Ocean, I just know he would. I don't think he would. I think he would just be the Cutest little soul. But also, if he was alive, I think Mac Miller would probably be the best person to ever meet. I would, my life would be complete if I got to meet Mac Miller, which maybe one day I will, but.
Okay. Sorry. Yeah. Okay. Period. Why I cough so much? Shit. As much as I love her, I think that Selena Gomez would not be a good one.
She's another one.
Like, I think that she would, I don't know. There's just something about her that I feel like I would just have a bad interaction. Good interaction, SZA. Yes. Yeah. I could get down with SZA. She is love, love, love. Yeah.
Yeah.
Love SZA.
Scientist I heard is really
nice.
Really? Did you see Young Thug post about her? Young Thug posted a picture that she posted and said, I'm going to need a hard copy of this because I'm trying to do something real quick. It was her, like, in a bikini.
Of SZA?
Yeah, no, of Mariah. It's so funny, bro. He's basically saying, yeah, I'm about to whack my shit.
Oh, my gosh. There's this school in North Carolina,
and their homecoming's coming up. It's a college. They get Bryson Tiller, Mariah the Scientist. Who is the other one? The really popular one. Lotto. And then, like, these other two, I forget their name because I don't know them. And they're performing at their homecoming. It's an agriculture and technical school. What? Yeah.
I think, like, celebrity actor. I think, like, Leonardo DiCaprio would be a shithead.
Oh, yeah. Who?
Like, I feel like there's a lot of...
Sydney Sweeney's not that great.
I feel like, yeah, she'd probably be... Sydney Sweeney would probably be, like, a bitch. I feel like anyone, if you've reached... if you reach a certain status, I feel like...
Who's the guy who played in...
But, like, Ryan Reynolds, I think, would be really nice.
Anyone but us? Who is Glenn Powell?
Glenn Powell. I think he'd be nice, too. So would Miles Teller.
Yeah.
I think Miles Teller would be.
All the stuff about Blake Lively is so heartbreaking. Have you heard? She's a bunch... Like, her interviews, she is a horrible person.
Really?
Yeah. Yes.
I knew she was a horrible person.
I didn't. I had no idea. I thought she was so sweet.
Her and Taylor aren't friends anymore.
Really? They were just at the Super Bowl together.
After the Super Bowl, they stopped being friends. All the content.
Yeah, there's this one interview about her talking something about, like, pregnancy or something like that, and she was real mean. And just, people have met her out and about, and she's just not nice at all.
Oh my gosh, did you guys see the VMAs the other day?
Whoa! Crazy transition.
Wow. Okay. I actually genuinely want to get everyone's thoughts on this because I am not a Swiftie. Never will be, never have been. Actually, I probably have been when I was little, but I'm not a Swiftie anymore. And I do not approve that she won 7 out of the 12 that she was nominated for over some of these people. So we're going to discuss everyone besides the ones I don't want to discuss and give your hot take on who you think should have won. Sorry. They came out. Okay, so video of the year. I'm going to say who was nominated, and you guys say who you thought should have won. Who you thought should have won on your personal preference. I'm obviously going to tell you who won. Yeah, I'm going to tell you who won before I give you the mic. Okay, so video of the year. We have Ariana Grande with We Can't Be Friends, Billie Eilish with Lunch, Doja Cat with Paint the Town Red, Eminem with Houdini, SZA with Snooze, and Taylor Swift featuring Post Malone with Fortnite. Taylor Swift won with Fortnite. Me, personally, I think Ariana Grande should have won with We Can't Be Friends.
I haven't seen all of them, so... But I really like We Can't Be Friends, too. I didn't know SZA had a music video.
For Snooze.
Is that the one where she's like... She has the luminescent green on her?
I think so.
One was pretty good. I think Ariana's was really good too.
I think I've always been a Billy fan. I'm which is weird because I'm a guy. I feel like, but she's just kind of like a badass. I think, in my opinion. So I know that video was kind of cool. But also, like, there's so many, like, I'm not even really an ASAP Rocky fan, but his videos he's dropped this year are crazy. Like, there's so many they missed on.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think. Like, fucking Kendrick, not like us.
Oh, just I.
Yeah.
So with these stupid music awards, they're not stupid, sorry.
They 100% are.
they have a certain deadline that they take stuff from. So since these were in the middle of the year, shit that came out last month in, like, I want to say either early July or mid-July was not put in for nominees. It'll be next year. Yes. So, like, fucking, like, SZA's album came out so long ago. And it's just not, like, making it. And there's some, Charlie XCX, she popped off. And they got voted for Song of the Summer with Guess, which was late, but Brat didn't make it. Nothing from Brat made it. Okay, moving on to Artist of the Year. We've got Ariana Grande, Bad Bunny, Eminem, Sabrina Carpenter, SZA, and Taylor Swift. And Taylor Swift won.
That's a shit list.
Yeah, shitty as hell. But I think that Sabrina Carpenter should have won.
Yeah, probably.
She had a really good... Same with Olivia Rodrigo, which she's barely on... I don't think she's on this list at all. And she just toured. Neither is Noah Kahan. I believe he's only on this list once.
Yeah, Sabrina Carpenter.
I agree with Sabrina. She's had a really good year. She's gained a lot of popularity lately.
The Eminem glaze, for me, I'm not an Eminem fan. And... Oh, yeah, the whites? Fuck, yeah, they love Eminem. My mom is. Like...
I just, like, never hear anyone talk about him.
Oh, I do. Like, online, I do. I just, like, that album that he... I don't know if you guys listen to that album. I listened to the whole album. I do not like Eminem, and I made myself listen through it. He is literally saying the most fucked up shit you've ever heard. Oh, yeah. Just to, because he thinks it's funny, and he's, like, trying to air quotes. Mm-hmm. No, he doesn't. He says the F slur a bunch. And, like, makes fun of quadriplegics and midgets. And, like, special ed people. Like, he's literally trying to get canceled on the album. Yeah. How is he Artist of the Year? That shit was ass. Yeah. Jid? The only song I still listen to is the one that Jid carried him on. That's My Daddy one. Jid.
And Rihanna. I forget the name of it.
There was one with him.
Rihanna?
Off the new one?
No. Yeah.
Oh.
I didn't even Rihanna have a song.
Yeah.
Not on the new one.
I thought you meant on the new one. I was like, I missed that.
Hold on, let me figure
yeah,
out.
Yeah, they have so many. They have a bunch of songs together. No, that's fine. Like, old MMs, it's on whatever.
The Red album, isn't it?
Yeah. But, no, I'd probably say Sabrina. Even though I don't really like her, but I see that she. Who's the other person on there that I feel like is not relevant?
Bad Bunny.
Yeah, Bad Bunny. He didn't even drop. He dropped last year.
He was on tour.
Yeah, but
or was that the year before?
Still,
I
don't really get that hype either. He's important to a lot of the world.
I'm not finding the song.
They have so many songs together.
Yeah, but there's like one specific one. Girl, he's in.
It's like their most popular.
It's not Girl on Fire, is it?
It was. I feel like it was like Eminem's like.
It's numb.
What? It's not Monster. It's one of the.
Oh,
what is it? It's Eminem's one of Eminem's like platinums.
Is it Eminem's song that Rihanna's featured?
Yes, I
Love
believe.
The way you lie. Yes.
Love the way you lie.
Okay, next topic. Hold on, I accidentally shut my phone off, so I have to pull it back up. Song of the year, not song of the summer of the year. Beyonce, Texas Hold'em, Jack Harlow, Lovin' on Me, Kendrick Lamar, Not Like Us, Sabrina Carpenter, Espresso, Who Won, Taylor Swift and Post Malone, Fortnite, and Teddy Swims, Lose Control.
That's what
I'm on. I think Sabrina won that fair and square. Espresso was a good ass song.
Espresso.
But Not Like Us did.
What was the second one?
Jack Harlow Lovin' on Me?
What was the first one?
Texas Hold'em.
Bullshit. I could see Jack Harlow winning that too, honestly, but.
This ain't Texas.
Hell no.
No.
That song was ass.
Do you think that should have won?
No.
No, I think Sabrina.
Sabrina, I'm the number one Kendrick Glazer, so I say Kendrick, but Sabrina's cool.
I feel like Kendrick is more summer than
I don't care. It's gonna be the song of the year. It's the fastest rap song to reach all the stats it ever had, all the stats it has, like, and it passed a bunch of Drake songs. Oops. And like, what was the, like, it literally, I think it's reached, I'm pretty sure it's passed like 750 million streams and it's been out for like 3 months. Come on. I don't know. I could be wrong. I think it's at least 500 mil, but what's the next one?
How long has Gracie Abrams been producing music? Gracie Abrams? Yeah. You don't know who Gracie Abrams is? Your sister listens to her. Okay. Best new artist is the next category. Benson Boone, Chapel Roan, Gracie Abrams, who's not new, Shaboozy, Teddy Swims, and Tyla. Chapel Roan won. Why the hell is Gracie Abrams on there? She's been releasing music for a hot second. Benson Boone just popped up, but I think Chapel Roan won, fair and square.
I think Chapel Roan won fair and square too, but Gracie Abrams has been making music since 2015. Her first release song, and she was making music before that. She just wasn't releasing, I don't think. So
Tyla should have won.
Please explain.
I said Tyla should have won. I don't know. I don't know. What is even a Chapel Roan song? Because I hear people talk.
H-O-T-T-O-G-O. Pink Pony Club. You can take me home. She's for the gays.
She is iconic.
She's for the gays and the girls.
I don't.
Iconic.
So is. Well.
Iconic.
Remix. Dude, I've seen people that if they stutter, they'll start beatboxing to it. So I'll be like, if. What was the Jennifer song? Work?
Jennifer.
No. What did he sample?
Work.
Yeah. No. If a song could make me, Wyatt Schlumber, move my hips. See, the only artist that has been able to... The only artist that has been able to achieve that, like, consistently is Mommy Shakira. Because she is my spirit animal.
What is that song that we listen to by Shakira and Beyonce every time we turn on Beyonce Essentials?
Why is the mic moist?
Why is the mic moist? Why
are you
bitch ass?
Bruh.
Okay, next.
No, Tyler should have won.
No.
Friend of
whatever.
Best collaboration. We have Drake in Sexy Red and SZA with Rich Baby Daddy, of course. Glorilla. Okay, shush. Glorilla and Megan Thee Stallion with Wannabe. Yeah. Jesse Murphy and Jelly Roll with Wild Ones. Jungkook and Lotto with Seven. Post Malone and Morgan Wallen, I Had Some Help. Taylor Swift and Post Malone with Fortnite. Fortnite won. Of course. Number one, Victory Royale. Yeah, Fortnite, we're about to get down. Get down. 10 kills on the board right now. Just touchdown tomato down. Okay, I think Drake and Sexy Red and SZA should have won. Obviously. Drake and Sexy Red and SZA should have won. It is a shit list. Where's Future and Metro Boomin and fucking Kendrick?
Or... What about the, they're not bass enough. Bro, freaking, like, Fred Again's a clown, but for that Fred Again Anderson .Paak song, did you hear that shit? Oh, that should have won. That was a song.
I don't know what they're talking about, but okay.
Who do you think should have won?
I forget the list. Did you say SZA?
Yeah, SZA.
Sure. Yeah. We'll go with it.
I got some love deep inside of me, honey. Next one.
Best pop. Camila Cabello, Dua Lipa, Olivia Rodrigo, Sabrina Carpenter, Tate McRae, and Taylor Swift. Taylor Swift won. I can see Tate winning. I think Olivia, Sabrina, or Tate were all worthy of that. award.
But this is Taylor.
Yeah, Taylor be cocksucking them fucking nominees in.
I agree, Tate McRae. For sure.
True.
Best hip hop song. Best hip hop song. Drake and Sexy Red and SZA with Rich Baby Daddy. Eminem with Houdini. Who won?
That was only those two?
No, there's more. Glorilla. Yeah, Glow. Gunna, Fuck You Mean. Megan Thee Stallion of BOA. Travis Scott and Playboi Carti, Fiend.
Wait, fuck you mean? That album came out in 20... Oh, that was last
year. I think Travis Scott and Playboi Carti should have won with Fiend. Because, does anyone remember that concert they had in, like, Rome? And it was like a...
Caused an earthquake?
Yeah, they caused an earthquake. Or, like, hit the earthquake meter. But...
I think Fuck You Mean. I love that song.
I thought Yeah Glow could have won too.
Yeah Glow, stomp a little pussy. Let me see the list again. I've seen it like four times. I cannot believe it. See, again, Eminem. He's like Taylor Swift. It's for the whites. Yeah, Fuck You Mean. I'm tired of that song, but. Yikes. Yikes. Yeah, no, I could see Fiend. That'd be cool too.
Hold on, I'm trying to screw this up. Oh, there's a good one. I didn't even know. There's a couple that I'm about to like skip. Oh, I can't skip this one because you're gonna shake your hands when I tell you.
I want to hear the R&B one.
Yeah, I'm gonna tell you R&B.
Okay, good. Hold on.
Once you're done.
Shut the fuck up.
All right, best R&B. We got Alicia Keys, Lifeline. Mooney Long. Sorry if I botched that. Money, Mooney. Who knows? Made for Me. SZA with Snooze. Who won? Tyla, Water. Usher, Summer Walker, and 21 Savage. Good, good. I've never heard that song. And Victoria Monet, On My Mama.
Oh, that's a banger.
SZA won fair and square.
Victoria Monet. I SZA's cool, but Victoria Monet is cool, too.
You just wish to fucking make me slip.
No, I'm not. I just think Tyla's cool. I don't even like that song, so she's cool.
She's got a fat booty.
What? No, I'm joking. Victoria Monet's a dog. I think she won best up and coming artist. No, at the Grammys last year for R&B. Pretty sure. Could be wrong.
I don't know.
I'm probably right though, because I'm never wrong.
I agree.
Okay, hold on. I think I was about to skip. Okay, best alternative. We have Benson Boone, Beautiful Things. Who won? Bleachers, Tiny Moves. Hozier, Too Sweet. Imagine Dragons, Eyes Closed. Linkin Park, Friendly Fire. Teddy Swims, Lose Control, the live version. Benson Boone won fair and square.
I'm sorry, Imagine Dragons is still making music?
Yeah.
Wait, what song was it called?
Huh?
What was it called, the Imagine Dragons?
I haven't heard an Imagine Dragons song since... fucking 2017.
Imagine dragging these nuts across your face.
Do you think Benson won fair and square?
I don't, sure.
Alright, thank you. Do you think Benson won?
Fireworks?
Fireworks and Rollerblades, which is Beautiful Things is on. Okay, we're gonna hit up. Hold on, I'm just kidding. Best Afro Beats. White's gonna poop his pants, because Tyla finally fucking won. R Star featuring Give On, Last Heartbreak. Burna Boy, City Boys.
Arya Star and Gibeon. Get it together.
That's all I'm hearing out of Wyatt's mouth. Burna Boy, City Boys. Chris Brown featuring, I'm not even going to say, Sensational. Oh, I just got an ad, guys. Oh, no. Fuck, I got to scroll back. Okay, Chris Brown for Sensational. Teams, Love Me, JJ. Tim's. I'm sorry, Tim's. Tyla, Water, who won?
Tim should have won. Fuck Water.
Usher, Ruin. They're both going to say that Tim should have won.
Yes.
I've never heard that song.
Me and Autumn both love Tim's.
Tim should have won.
She is literally the
I didn't even know she was nominated. What the hell? Was she there? Was she actually there? Hang on.
JJ.
Yeah, she was.
Oh, I need to see her outfit.
Uh-oh. Tim's is like one of the best up-and-coming artists. Hold on, outfit reaction.
I don't think she, I feel like
your toe.
No.
That's not Tams, that's Tyla.
She Fuck wasn't Tyla. There.
Okay. Video for good. We have Alexander Stewart, If You Only Knew, Billie Eilish, What Was I Made For, Coldplay, Feels Like I'm Falling in Love, Jelly Roll, Best for Me, Rye, Genius, Tyler Childers, In Your Love. I wish Tyler Childers would have won. He's never won anything, I don't even think. Billie Eilish, What Was I Made For? That song is so fucking overplayed, I'm sorry. Video for good. What was I made for? Yeah, it's in Barbie. Do you guys have any opinions on that? Or, okay, we're gonna skip it. Best Direction, I'm not reading them, but fucking Taylor Swift won again. Best Direction. Best Cinematography, Ariana Grande won with We Can't Be Friends, which is how her music video was filmed, which deserved. But she won over Charlie XCX for Von Dutch, Dua Lipa, Illusion, Olivia Rodrigo, Obsess, I'm not even going to try to say that, but Touching the Sky, and Taylor Swift, Fortnite.
Fortnite.
Taylor Swift also won Best Editing, but fuck that bitch. Who cares? You guys don't care about that or that. Eminem also won Best Visual Effects.
That's fair, I guess.
Against Ariana Grande, This Boy Is Mine, Justin Timberlake, Selfish, Megan Thee Stallion, BOA, Olivia Rodrigo, Get Him Back, and Taylor Swift, Fortnite.
Good lord, that song is not... What's the name? It's like...
Fortnite!
No, it's like, you should have bought... Or I bought a car... Or you, I heard you bought a car, but you're not allowed to drive it until I see you again.
Mm-hmm.
What does that even mean? You're not going to stop nobody from getting in their goddamn car.
Okay. You guys probably don't care about that. Song of the Summer. We talked about this in the first episode. Everyone who was nominated. Ariana Grande, We Can't Be Friends. Benson Boone, Beautiful Things. Billie Eilish, Birds of a Feather. Chapel Roan, Good Luck Babe. Charlie XCX and Billie Eilish, Guess. Eminem, Houdini. Future Metro Boomin and Kendrick. Future Metro Boomin and Kendrick Lamar, Like That. Glorilla, Megan Thee Stallion, Wannabe. Hozier, Too Sweet. Kendrick Lamar, Not Like Us. Post Malone and Morgan Wallen, I Had Some Help. Sabrina Carpenter, Please, Please, Please. Shaboozy, A Bar Song, Tipsy. SZA, Saturn. Taylor Swift, Post Malone, Fortnite. And Tommy Richmond, Million Dollar Baby. Fortnite won.
Who was bumping that shit, bro?
Houdini or Fortnite?
Yes, both.
Like, no one.
I guarantee you, Not Like Us has more streams than fucking Fortnite.
I think all the songs on there were good and definitely songs of the summer. But no one gives a fuck about fucking Fortnite.
You guys want to say anything on that?
Hold on. Okay, Fortnite has 637 million.
Also, most iconic VMA's performance went to Katy Perry for Roar. And she performed it.
She performed Roar?
In Dark Horse.
Yeah,
at the VMA's. Was,
okay, that Taylor Swift album came out in... Why is my phone at 5%? That's literally plugged in. Shit. Oh, I forgot she releases music every fucking 2 weeks. That Taylor Swift album came out in... April 19th. And Fortnite has 637 million streams. Not Like Us came out in May and has 763. How the fuck... Wait, let's check Houdini, because I'm such a hater for that fucking song. It's so stupid. You want to hear it?
Hey, yeah, Miss Paul. I was listening to the album. Good fucking luck.
You're May right. May 31st.
What the fuck?
Are we at the fucking circus?
Yeah, that's kind of this song. I thought it was his old song.
No. He like redid one of his old songs, is what this is. It's like an old beat, I believe.
Okay.
So stupid,
that
bro.
That arm swinging thing's been around for a while.
Houdini has 394 million. Not even fucking close. Give it to that thing that's gotten 800 million streams in three months, bro. I'm a number with Kendrick Lamar, but whatever. Next.
That's it. That was it.
Oh, VMAs. Stupid. Award shows are stupid. I'll say it. Grammys are fucking suck my balls. Taylor Swift should not have won over Kendrick Lamar to Pimp a Butterfly. It's the greatest album of all time, and she made it in 1984. And Macklemore won over Kendrick Lamar, Good Kid, Mad City. Tell me how that fucking makes sense. Macklemore's probably dead in a shack in Tennessee. Like, where's he at, bro? Sorry.
Is Macklemore the one that
produced
Macklemore's at the thrift shop?
Fuck you.
That's where he's at.
What have I gotta be got?
What about the thrift shop in your granddad's old clothes? I want to talk about outfits. I want to mention a few. I think that Coco Jones ate. I think that Katy Perry looked hot.
What did SZA wear? Was she in there?
Katy Perry did never.
She had to be.
She was in all black. She was in a black dress. It was. She looked really good though. I really wish Thames was there. Hello. Would have loved to seen her.
Yes.
I'm just wondering if you're putting it back.
And then Chaperone, another mention. Chaperone is gorge.
That's two! She has two toe touches.
Wyatt's getting attacked by Avery's dogs. Oh, yeah.
You should make it the cover for the episode of the bottles of the pee.
It's on my phone. Princess. Oh yeah, we just got our toes done. She got a spray tan, and the bottom of her feet are black.
They're gonna click on the video, get scared, and run away.
No, it's gonna be weird old men clicking me like feet. Ooh. A foot episode. Ooh.
I'm trying to cover them. Okay, that was autumn. I'm trying to cover them with a blanket.
Why you just about jumped out the window?
She lays one more. She lays one more. I'm gonna get out my knife and cut your toes off.
No, you know what I mean. Use my last one before I'm in the kitchen. You're not leaning across
his face. She said she's gonna run him across his face. I don't know if that picked up.
Fuck.
In your mouth. I'm gonna catch you like looking at Autumn.
Yummy, yummy.
Puke. Ask a question, bruh.
Okay.
What is the time?
Yeah, how long have we been?
An hour.
Oh shit, okay. I have a few more. Okay, I guess going along with the VMAs, who's your top five current favorite artists? I'll say mine. Unless you want to say yours. No, if you have yours. I have mine written down.
Yeah, go. I didn't think about it.
Okay. Don't look. So, okay, currently, these are not, like, top five all favorites, but Celeste, Erica Badu, I think that's how you say her last name?
Badu.
Matt Maltese, Maxo, and then me and Avery have been obsessed with Beyonce.
Yeah.
But she's a queen, so she's always been a favorite. So, according to Apple Music August month replay, my top five artist is number one Daniel Caesar, number two Drake, three Dijon, four SZA, and five Future, but an honorable mention is Beyonce. Ain't no hold on. So lay your card down. So pop your legs. If you haven't listened to Cuff It, What a Remix, you're missing out. That shit is so good. I don't know where Wyatt went, but I'm gonna guess his top five. At least two of them is gonna be, one of them's gonna be Greek. Another one's gonna be Dijon.
One of them's gonna be Mavi. Is that how you say it?
Yeah. And then I think the other one's gonna be probably Daniel Caesar. And then this other person, which he raps, but I just don't know. I hope you guys heard those last two things that I just said, but I don't know. I'm kind of like whispering into the mic like ASMR. Okay, give your guesses. Give your top five.
I want to know the guesses. Yeah,
give your top five, and then we'll tell you how many we are.
Alright.
I think my last one that I named was the one you said. I'll put a finger in it.
Daniel Caesar. Daniel Caesar. Wait. I said Daniel Caesar, yeah. Boldy James. It's been my shit lately. Because I have, like,
is
I have...
Is that when he raps that you've been playing?
I have not played it with you guys, no. You guys would not like him. Well, Autumn might. Because I'm looking at my Spotify, but it's not, like... It's not been my shit. Hold on. How is Kendrick Dallow? Whatever. Who have I been bumping a lot? I've been bumping Anderson a lot just because of my concert. And he's my favorite artist of all time, so I'll probably say him. So, Daniel Anderson, Boldy James. I've been bumping Future a lot, too. I'll say Future.
Fuck, we fucked.
Hold on, let me look at my top tracks. Greek is a possibility. But I don't think that's... What are these songs? Bro, nah, it's JPEG Mafia. He's my other one. I've been bumping Peggy so much. Hold on. No, because this is a big deal for me. I need to make sure I'm right. Who did I say? Daniel, Boldy, Peggy, Anderson, Future. I don't even think... I usually just play Future, though. When I don't bump it by myself. I'm going to change my Future to... I've been listening to a lot of Isaiah Rashad.
Okay.
Listen, I keep it interesting. What were the guesses?
Our guesses were... Mavi.
Mavi's like six. Like, he's right there.
I said Daniel Caesar. I said Greek. Okay. Dijon.
Yeah, Dijon, fuck.
And then I guess the person that you were playing in the car earlier, who was like more rappy, kind of.
Who was that?
I wish I could tell you. You didn't tell me his name. You were listening? Who?
Oh, Smino.
Smino.
Yeah. Nah.
Yeah.
Smino's always in rotation, but he's not top right now.
Yeah. Those were just our guesses.
What was yours? Your guesses. Or was it?
She said the Mavi.
Yeah, Mavi's there. Dijon is probably there, too. I don't know how. I've been listening to... Actually, here's...
I would say get rid of someone, I don't know, and Conductor is actually my top artist right now, because just the people he works with is who have been bumping, so Conductor and, like, Alchemist. Anyway, you guys don't want to get me started. Conductor. Next.
I only have one more, but it's kind of boring.
What?
It was kind of to go along, because Avery reminded me of it last time. We were talking about our favorite, like, where we would eat and what we would get. Mm-hmm. It was going to be, what's your favorite restaurant? Like, sit-down restaurant. And where, like, if you had to eat there the rest of your life, where would it be?
Salt Lake.
What did you just say?
Salt Lake.
Salt Lake?
Barbecue joint in
Austin, Texas. Salt Lake Barbecue is the best meal. Actually, that's not true. I always say it's the best meal I've ever had. I would eat at that restaurant I went to in Paris for the rest of my life. That is the best food that has ever graced my mouth. It was called, I don't remember. Oui, oui, monsieur.
Mine would be Cheesecake Factory because they have everything. Their menu is so big.
Big.
Big. And their cheesecake is good. And their bread is so good. They literally have, they have every type. They have pasta. They have everything. Everything, everything.
So, I have two because I can't choose. But either McAllister's, because I feel like I could eat something different for at least 2 months. But also, there's this really good restaurant in Florida that most of my friends have heard me talk about. It's called Caddy's. That shit is so good. I could eat there the rest of my... Do you remember me and Eva's Caddy's obsession? I have went there so much that I went there when we went to Florida for Christmas, and I got my meal for free. That's how many points I had. I eat there every day for lunch when we're there. And it's so good. They have amazing brisket tacos. But do you guys have anything else you'd like to say? All right. Princess, this is the end of the podcast episode. This is either two or three. I don't know. Depends which one I edit first. But Princess, next time, please bring me a cup of your fountain of youth juice.
Bye, princesses. Stay fierce.
Stay fiesta. Deuces.